Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Download the Todd and Tyler app, the brand new Todd and Tyler app. All the stuff's on there. You can also get the podcast on any podcast platform, including the app and our pages and, you know, all the major podcast platforms, including the live show, which is still up. It'll always be up. And go back and listen to that. It was a lot of fun a couple weeks ago at the Admiral. We had a good time. We're finally recovering a little bit from that. I don't know if I am or not.
You know, it did. It took. I was
all of last week.
I was done last week.
It took all of last week.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't sober up.
Nick's doing some comedy this week. The Needy Comedy Tour.
Yes. Monday. Friday night, I will be in Fremont at RD's Place, and Saturday, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithland, Iowa. Both those shows with Tyler Walsh.
Oh, cool. And Tyler will be here tomorrow. Mr. Walsh will be here with us tomorrow. A couple stories here. I've always known this is true because we've said this before, and they say that men take longer to get over a breakup than women. Apparently, a long-term relationship situation, a woman could be done with within 6 months, and a guy takes up to a year at least.
Well, and get over if it. You read this, yeah. It's exactly what we've always pointed to.
What?
The women see it coming much longer before the men do.
Right.
And they have already done their getting ready for the breakup and you know, grieving the loss of the relationship. We're just before, blindsided.
Yep.
We didn't see it coming
in general,
at all.
In general, you're right.
You know?
I mean, if you're honest with yourself, you might see it coming, but you're right. In general,
they're much better at getting their ducks in a row.
Right.
Once they get their mind made up.
They're evil. That's why.
It says, when the distance between two people in a heterosexual relationship begins to widen, it's the women who often take the initiative to reignite the spark, wanting more quality time and meaningful conversations.
Right.
When the repeated efforts are often met with indifference or neglect from their partners, and so frustration mounts, can result in resentment and ultimately contempt. And so
contempt.
Really,
that sucks. I know, man. Yeah.
I am curious, in a divorce situation, and I think I'm the only one who's been in that situation.
Right.
Who generally initiates it? You know, in my case, it wasn't me.
Well, I don't think, I bet you it's 50-50.
Were you surprised? 50-50.
Don't you think it's 50-50? A lot of guys break up with their women too, Todd, you know? Yeah.
Was I surprised? No, I guess not
really. Yeah, you were out of it,
relieved?
Though.
Yeah. But yeah. No, I wasn't expecting it.
No.
But, you know, the fact that it came, there were some circumstances that led up to it. Yeah, right. It didn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Would you have done that? Would you have initiated?
Probably not. So, I'm happy she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should thank her
every day.
Well, call her at daily and thank her. I took a page out of your book the other day, Todd. A friend of ours told us he was getting divorced.
That's always scary, by the way, taking a page out of anybody's book.
Well, no, but it's true. Todd makes a good point. You know, when someone tells you that they're getting divorced, your natural inclination is to say, oh, I'm sorry. But if the relationship was bad enough that a divorce is necessary, you should probably say, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Congrats. Did you know it?
Well, yeah.
Did you know it was a bad relationship?
Well, yeah, because he said it was sudden, and I didn't expect it. It was a long story, and I just said, well, you know what? If it was that bad, then good for you.
Is that an old Louis C.K. bit? where he talks about what people always say, sorry, when a divorce happens. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you shouldn't. But you know, there were two comedian. People that were just really, really in love, and they thought the world of each other.
I think it's Louis C.K.
It is. Then now they're getting divorced. Right. Well, that's sad. But, you know, nobody gets divorced under those circumstances.
Yeah, I think he has a line in there about, like, no good marriages are ending in divorce.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
If the divorce came about, obviously things got pretty bad.
Right.
And so, good for you. That's over. You've gotten away from that bad situation.
Unless one of them really doesn't want to get divorced, and they're sad.
Yeah.
But you got to tell them not to be sad.
But ultimately, I think it's going to end up, you know, with a little bit of time, somebody, even that
the
person.
The guy could end up alone the rest of his life, too.
Yes.
Though. Yeah, that happens, you know. And she might end up alone, too, you know.
Yeah. But they in this article, they talk about the disconnect. It says, the disconnect is where men typically take a woman's silence as contentment rather than resentment. So those last few months or so.
Because guys can be silent and are content.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Those last few months
before
the breakup when she was quiet, no, she was just hating you.
And planning her exit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why she gets over the breakup quicker.
This is actually just breakups, too. It's not just divorce. Yeah.
No, yeah, breakups and divorces.
Breakups, right.
Yeah,
right.
In the morning.
Yeah. And they talk about divorces. It says the truth is, by the time the announcement is made of a divorce, the emotional disconnect has already taken its toll. For many women, the damage is irreversible, and despite the newfound desperation of their partners, the decision to part ways has been long in the making. That's exactly what we've said forever.
Yeah.
Women are much better at planning that thing.
They're more devious and evil.
I don't know if we said that.
For lack of better
that's
terms,
what it is,
you know, I'm thinking just evil.
Right. Just more organized.
I'm joking.
Oh, and here you go, Todd. Yeah. This is the 2019 study showed that 62% of divorces among heterosexual couples, this is in England and Wales, were initiated by the women.
Yeah. I got to guess that's the same over here.
Nearly 70% of divorces are initiated by women, as Richard Matt. Yeah. Among college-educated women, the number jumps to 90% that are dumping your ass. Okay. Yeah, two-thirds, basically, says women.
Well, my wife's just about to graduate.
Yeah. Get that sheepskin and dump your ass, right? Right, the same day.
Does
Walsh have a couch?
Because I think the guy's attitude.
So. He'd have to sleep on juggling pins at his place.
If there's trouble in the relationship, it's more put your head in the sand. You know, I think guys deal with it that way.
Yeah,
by
probably,
not dealing
in general,
with it.
Yeah, in general, they might, you know. Yeah. But some of these women might leave their guys because the guys are cheated on them, too, you know. I mean, this is overarching 70% of women initiate divorce. It could be because the guy's just a cheating ass, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's unfounded.
Right.
Yeah, it also says in another.
Just done with your crap.
In another study, men were found to be more likely to enter into a rebound relationship in the aftermath of relationship termination because of.
Strange. That's why.
Well, this says lower levels of social support and more emotional attachment to an ex-partner.
Trying to find that with somebody else?
Right.
We are pathetic.
That's what that means.
And they're evil. Both could be true at once, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of times they say the rebound girl isn't the one you should get into a relationship with.
No, you should have sex with her, though, a lot.
Yeah.
If you're going to get...
But it says to women that may look like you're moving on quicker, but no, we're not. We're just sad.
Yeah, but my therapist, when I was talking to my therapist about, I'm really interested in this woman, but I got worried about the rebound thing. And she said, I think all the girlfriends that you had while you were married were the rebound
to all the girls
you've
loved before.
Oh, yeah.
You and No Willie, by the way.
And I guess it kind of it clicked. It made sense to me.
Yeah.
And you still didn't see the papers coming. You solid girlfriends.
You didn't move straight from the ex to Christy. There were a few others in between.
I wouldn't call them girlfriends, Nick. Yeah.
No, but lack of a better term.
Yeah.
That was the therapist's term.
Hookups?
Hookups is probably the better term.
Yeah,
right?
There was really no relationships going on.
Relations.
But yeah, I love the fact that all that research backed up exactly what we've said for years.
Yeah, we've said for years on this show, right.
The women are just better at planning these things. They see it coming way before we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
they're better at planning everything.
Figured out that people who take pictures at the gym are narcissists. And
yes,
there was
we're always right about that.
Yeah,
on psychos.
We discussed a study earlier today.
Right.
in the under the duh category.
Yeah. Yeah.
People who are
standing in front of the mirror at the gym.
Yeah. Take a lot of gym pics.
You might
or
be a psycho.
Psycho and narcissistic.
No, mirror's one thing. I get it. If you're working hard and you're willing, you're bulking up, but you hold that camera up and you're just starting to come on, dude.
Some of those studies
and
do
chicks
seem
too, by the way, they do
very
it.
Odd.
Yeah.
You try to looking for stories or whatever. It's like what erectile dysfunction leads to depression. Probably.
Yeah.
But your dong doesn't work anymore. That's sad.
No boner, you're bummed.
Duh. All right. But the selfie thing, am I the only one who thinks like I would be like I'm almost embarrassed to get caught taking a selfie like that. Like
By yourself?
Or anywhere basically. Yeah.
By yourself, of course.
Or to be walking around in public filming a video of myself talking to my camera or something.
Yeah.
Like, I would be mortified that people could see me doing that.
Yeah.
And it just seems to be not a thing for almost everybody.
No, especially younger people. Yeah, young women will do that, walk down the street with their phone in the air. Man.
Like, I would be mortified
if
somebody saw me doing that.
Trying to be all sexy walking down the street.
Yeah, know. Duck lips.
High
and all.
Heels, you know. Size 15 high
Tell
heels.
Tell me I'm hot.
Yeah. Do my calves pop in these heels?
Do you have a mirror in your home, Jim?
No. No, I don't. I've never taken that step to actually put a mirror on the wall.
Yeah, I never did either when I had a home gym.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's an unfinished basement. The mirror would just end up being dusty and nasty.
He's down there like Rocky in Russia, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's pretty much.
Yeah, I got boulders and logs down there.
Do you have big ropes?
Yeah.
Bring somebody in to check your form every once in a while. Yeah. Make sure you're doing it right.
Nah.
He knows what he's doing, you know.
Nah, it's a one-man gym most times.
Yeah, if you take a picture of yourself in the mirror at the gym, we did a story earlier, prove you're kind of psychotic.
Yeah, you could not do that.
Yeah. And I know a lot of you probably do listen to the program, but that's okay. You're just a little psychotic, you know.
Well, I mean, I think
so are we for different reasons.
I think we're all psychotic for some reason.
For different
or
reasons, right. Exactly.
You know, that just happens to be yours.
Everybody's told that. Something.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I always like it when Wayne sends us stories from the Hutch Post because it's... something going on in Salina, Kansas, usually.
Yeah.
I think, wasn't it Salina, Kansas, where the lady hit the... No, she lit the guy's pants on fire.
Yes.
In a motor hotel.
Yes.
I do love the headline here, Todd.
Two Kansas men jailed after violent hammer fight. Saline County law enforcement authorities are investigating two suspects in connection with a fight at work with hammers.
Where was this, Todd?
Just after 8 a.m., a witness reported two men fighting with hammers in the parking lot of the Dollar General.
I wonder if they're newly purchased hammers.
840 East Crawford Street in Salina, according to Salina Police
Hammers
Captain
hurt!
James Feldman.
Yeah, they do.
During the course of the investigation, police had contact with 36-year-old Christian Denicio Reyes and 46-year-old Cristobal Lopez Ramirez, both of Salina. Police determined that the two had been at a work site.
Yep.
Yeah, when the altercation started. So it might have been some work hammers.
Yeah.
Might not have been Dollar General.
They had hammers.
I think I'd rather get hit with the Dollar General hammer.
They had belts on, so the hammers are right there. It's like, you know, it was like their standoff.
They're in a holster.
The parking lot. Yeah.
After the altercation became heated, Denicio Reyes allegedly swung a hammer at Lopez Ramirez, causing management to send them away from the workplace.
Well, by the way, neither one in the mugshot has any bruises. They missed.
Yep.
At least no facial bruises.
Yeah, they might have gotten hit, taking some body shots.
Right, they might have. Right.
Yeah. The two followed each other to a nearby Dollar General parking lot to continue their fight. Because why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Swinging hammers at each other. I mean, you could kill somebody.
Yeah.
But once again, I'm looking at their mugshots, and neither one has a hammer mark on their head or face. So
it says one of them was taken to the hospital for light medical attention. So somebody probably got hit on the arm or something.
Right, you're trying to block it.
Yeah, you're trying to block the hammer coming in.
One guy went to the trunk and retrieved a hammer.
These kids are tough.
They both look like tough bastards. They do, man. Yeah.
And then the other guy.
If you're in a hammer fight and you just need light medical attention.
What are the odds?
Right. And one of us swung a hammer right now against the other guy.
And the other dude didn't even go to the hospital.
I know. Yeah.
But if a guy came after you with a hammer right now, you couldn't retaliate with a hammer. They both just happened to have hammers handy.
Right, right.
So they must work.
They're
working there, man. Yeah.
So
yeah.
The guy who got hit in the arm, he gets aggravated battery. The guy who hit the other guy in the arm, he gets aggravated assault and felony damage to property.
Oh, here's the worst part about it. The one guy named Dioncio Reyes dropped his cell phone on the ground, and then Lopez Ramirez smashed the cell phone with his hammer.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of money. That's the destruction of property.
Right.
Felony destruction of property.
That sucks.
So I guess if you connect with the hammer, that takes it up from battery to assault.
Great headline, though. Two Kansas men jailed after violent hammer fight.
All right.
Yeah. That's from the Hutch Post. When are you heading down? You're heading down to Wichita again, Nick. Where are you going to be there?
Yes, I will be at Vorshay's May 23rd through the 25th. Vorshayscomedy.com.
Yeah, I think they have hammer fights in the weekends there. No, they don't. Just joking.
No.
This will be the Nick Allen hammer fight tour.
We'll just hammer the jokes. Get it?
Hey!
If you got some time to kill during the day, right, Nick, I mean, hammer fights in the parking lot might be fun.
No,
I'm a pussy.
I think we're all pushes when it comes to that.
I don't think I'd be in a hammer fight.
No, me neither.
Oh, I don't like to hammer nails.
No. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.